Hey. Oh, I'm so glad you're actually here. I kinda didn't take into account this heavy rain when driving all the way to a place. No, I wouldn't have left. I would have spent this evening at your door then. Because I was not planning to leave until I saw you. So, surprise! You don't have any plans for tonight, right? Oh, that's perfect then. I was really hoping we could spend some time together. You don't mind me crashing at your place like this, do you? Well, that's the perks of having me as your best friend. Oh, well, you kind of knew what you signed up for, and something tells me that my nosy and restless nature is exactly why we're getting along so well. Yeah, it's like perfectly balanced duo. Now, your best friend wants to know why you disappeared so suddenly. Well, I'm used to talking to you every day, so yeah, not hearing from you for so long, it made me worry. It's been almost a week. Is everything okay? If that's about my joke, I'm sorry. It may have been a bit insensitive of me. But you know how I am when I get nervous. I just start ramble and talk nonsense and... Oh. Okay. That's... Alright. But what is it then? Oh, I didn't know that. Nope. Mm-mm. No. Don't even start. It's... How? How could I go back home knowing that you're feeling like this? I don't care. What kind of a best friend would I be if I just let you sit there feeling miserable about yourself? No, I don't care that you're not able to entertain a conversation. What? I don't need to be entertained. Are you kidding me? You're the only person I feel comfortable being around in complete silence. What do you mean, really? I've told you this so many times before. And look what you're doing. You're the one who needs to be entertained. Well, what I mean, you need some comfort, and I'm here for it. I'm here for you, okay? Let me take care of you. Look, if I didn't want to be here, I wouldn't be, okay? And you know me. You cannot make me do things I don't want to do. Yeah. Look, you're feeling down. I understand, okay? You don't have to pretend around me. And I want to be here for my best friend. I want to be here with you. If you really want me to go, I will, but don't ask me to leave just because you think that it's bothering me. Because it's not the case, okay? There's nowhere else I'd rather be right now than here with you. What kind of question is that? Hey, please look at me. Hey, look at me. When I think about all the times you've been there for me, when no one else was, and it means a lot, okay? I don't want to hear any apologies. I don't want you to ask me if I really want to be here, because the answer is yes, okay? It will always be. Well, you can keep asking me if that makes you feel better, but I'm here with you, Because I want to help you feel better. Because taking care of my best friend could never be a bother. Honestly, it's like you forgot who you're talking to. I wouldn't be here if I didn't want to be, and there's nowhere else I'd rather be right now than here with you. I want to help you feel better. I know you'd do the same for me, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? So yeah, unless you send me out of the door, I want to stay. So, are you going to let me help you? Good. Do you want to talk about it? Do you want a hug? Of course I do. I've been wanting to do that ever since I walked in. Come here. All right. Better? Yeah, I feel much better too. Hugs make things better, right? Here you go. Good? Okay. What? Me? I'm gonna spend the night. I figured we'd just bang something together. It's not like I have work tomorrow anyway. Now, get comfy on that couch because you're up for my special treatment plan tonight. Yeah, I'm taking care of you tonight. Actually, you know what? Let me sit here. Yeah. Oh, come on. Just come here. You said you'd let me help you. Come here then. So that I could brush your hair. That's what I thought. Yeah, that's the spark. Here it is. Oh, come on. Okay, I'll stop teasing you, alright? Is it comfortable? Good. Oh, no, not at all. You have the nicest hair. No, really. Your hair is so, so pretty. You don't mind me saying that? Okay. Yes, it is. I'm really soft. I know it may be a bit weird thing to admit to, but since we're best friends now, I think I can do it. Ever since we met, I wanted to play with your hair. Yeah. It always looks so nice. It's really shiny. I remember thinking to myself that you must be really soft as well. And once we got closer, my theory was confirmed, basically. I hope it doesn't sound too weird. Does it feel good? Great. You know, I always wanted to have someone I could do stuff like this with. you know, spend time with them, have these cozy evenings together, watch movies together, talk about everything, or not talk at all, cuddle with them, or stay 5 feet apart, depending on our mood, and be totally okay with either of that. You know, sometimes we need space, and sometimes we need connection. We need to feel that we're needed. And actually feel it. I'm always here to show you how needed you are, how much I care about you. No, nothing. I was just thinking to myself, how much I care about my teddy bear. Oh, but it's funny. Yeah. No, oh, but you are. Yes, you're definitely a teddy bear. Look how sweet you are. Such a cuddler. And you give the best hugs. Warm, loving bear hugs. And I know that you love snuggles. Hey, what's wrong? I didn't want to upset you. I'm so sorry. I just wanted to make you smile. What is it? Of course you can share it with me. Well, even after that hair confession, I'm still your best friend, right? So, what is it? Actually, I think it's really sweet. I mean, people are so used to being distant with each other, even in their close relationships. Like it's something embarrassing or shameful, especially when it comes to men. If anything, men need this reassurance in a form of a physical touch the most, I think. Yes. Well, it's not as common for you to express your emotions through a touch, or at least that's what I noticed. We girls can hold hands or cuddle each other easily, and we can, I don't know, do our hair or nails, and it will be totally okay, but you guys don't do that. I mean, all you have is like a fist bump and a manly pat on the back, you know? What I mean is, it's totally unfair. It should never be an issue to ask for some extra care or attention from anyone. Especially if it's someone really close to you. I know that you didn't get enough of that in your previous relationship. But that doesn't mean that whatever you experienced was the norm, you know? It's totally fine to be needy, especially in a relationship. I mean, it's one of the main ways to show your love, by being clingy and to the point of being slightly annoying at times. That just shows how much you care about them and how much you want to be in their presence, in their energy, you know? I can be cleaning too. No, I'm not saying this to make you feel better. I just never expressed that because, well, you were in a relationship and it would have been weird for me to, you know, just come to you and say, oh, I want cuddles tonight. Although, I'm definitely the type to say something like that straight to your face. That's for sure. Oh. So yeah, if you ever feel like you need a cuddle buddy, feel free to call me up at any time, okay? Because these cuddles, these hugs you give, are definitely worth it to stop everything I'm doing. I'm telling you. And I will always come to the rescue of my sweet teddy bear. Just as you've always been there for me. Okay? When I think about all the times you've been there for me, of course I want to be there for you when you feel lonely or just down. Or when you don't really know what you're feeling exactly. I can't let my teddy bear sit here all alone. So sad. Oh, you can pout all you want, but these cheeks don't lie. You just love it when I call you that. You do, my sweet teddy bear. I never knew that bears could be so shy. Probably because you're not just a bear. You're a teddy bear. Yeah, you're so soft, so squishy, perfect for cuddles. Who wouldn't love to cuddle their teddy bear? I definitely would. I love snuggling with my teddy bear. I love my teddy bear. I meant, I love my teddy bear cuddles. I'm so sorry. I got carried away. I didn't mean to say something like that. That probably makes you feel uncomfortable. I'm so sorry. This is... what? Oh, yeah. Thank you. But you're saying this because... Well, we're friends, so it should be natural for us to express our feelings, right? So, thank you for saying that back, but I didn't mean to make you feel uncomfortable, you know? I'm really sorry about that. You probably... Why are you saying this again? Well, you mean like a friend? Right? But are you sure about that? Yes. I mean, no. What I mean is, it wasn't just an accident. I really love my teddy bear. I love you. Oh my gosh, I totally wasn't prepared for that to happen tonight, but it did. And now, I can finally do something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I said I always wanted to touch your hair, but this was actually that number one thing that was dancing in the back of my mind. I can't help but think about doing that every time I see your face. Yes. Thank you for your permission. I will do that very often then. Okay. And now, I got an extra important reason to make sure that my teddy bear always has someone to cuddle. Well, I can't leave my boyfriend without cozy, warm snuggles, you know? I'm not that kind of girl. Come here. I'm so happy right now. You'll never feel lonely again. I promise. I'll be there for you. I will. But you know that I'm never gonna stop calling you my teddy bear now, right? I knew you liked it. My teddy bear. I love you. Yes, I do. Can you say it again? Oh, sounds wonderful. I love you too.